כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
טיפול הלב ומוסר בפחד. עד יבוא מכו השם. Shalom. We're continuing with this wonderful mizmor, wonderful psukim, shira, that we say every day to remind us of our special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remind us of the tremendous chasodim that He did with us. And the strong, powerful force of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just caused the most powerful nation in the world to drown in the depths of the sea. The last sukkah was describing how we paid attention to the fact that all the different powerful enemies that potentially could have damaged us suddenly became in a state of fear. From now on, the Moshe Rabbeinu Baruch HaKodesh is starting to say future things. Hashem, You have started the process, and we know that Hashem, You will finish the process. People are living most of the fire with those who are Yidmu Koven. Should put, and you will put, fear, a Moso is for the people that are far away, and Pacha, the ones who are closer. All of humanity will be in a state of fear. Big those who are Yidmu Koven. The Mechilta says this is not just a nevuah, this is a tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Please put fear into the hearts of the nations, because we know that after we're going out of the Yam Suf, the game is not over. And the Mechilta describes that Amalek came and had all of the nations of the world come together, try to convince them, let's go and now make a war against Klal Yisrael. And it was, the Jewish nation are now posing a threat to the rest of the world. As long as they were slaves, they were under control. Now they're by themselves. We are in danger. That's what Amalek was saying. When it says he gathered all the nations of the world, it sounds very similar to modern history, less than 100 years ago. Mamaisa Moshe Ben was Spalil and Domamu Ka'ovin. Suddenly they all got this fear and they stood in their place and they did not do it. And the same thing happened in the time of Yeshua. When Yeshua is coming into Eretz Yisrael, when he sent him. More accurately, according to the Mechilta, is that when the Meraglim came into Eretz Yisrael, so they want to attack them, and also people are leaving most of the Fachad. And the Gemara Lamaisa says that this is not only this period of time, there's a midah of Noira, we say in Shemona Esrei every day. Akel HaGodl HaGibel VaNoira. And the Gemara explains that even though we're in Golus and it looks like we're not in power, there's some type of innate fear that the Umas HaOlam have for us. And they always wanted to destroy us. But there's something holding them back. Some unexplained fear. And we know we're surrounded by so many tremendous Oyavim. People that hate us and want to destroy us, and even so, it's kept to a certain level of control. This is all because of the midah of Noira, or Kodesh Boch. So this is, once again, it was at the time of the Kriyas Yams, as Moshe Rabbeinu understood that this is going to be a need for this fear to be instilled in the Goyim. And Kodesh Boch was in the Kabbalist Tzila, and Hashem did it after the Yisias Mitzrayim. As we're going into Eretz Yisrael, and the might of this Mida is throughout history. Another thing we have to think about always and thank Hashem, that with everything that's going on, oh Hashem, we continue and we have this type of protection which nobody even knows about it. Ad yavo amcho Hashem, ad yavo amzu konisa. Put this pachad on the Umas HaOlam, not only now in the future, till we cross over and eventually enter into our final place in Eretz Yisrael. There are two terms of Klal Yisrael over here. Amcha and Amzu Kanisa. And this is also something for us to think about. When we just say this pasuk, we should jump for joy. Because we're saying, the whole world is yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you don't have anybody that is your nation other than Klal Yisrael. Amcha, like the pasuk in Yeshayah says, Amzu Yotzalti Li, I created this nation for me. Tilosi Yisapeiru. They will say my praises. And this is when we daven to think, I'm not just doing something I have to do. This is a tremendous privilege. I'm the only nation which Hashem is really excited about hearing their tefillahs. A guy could also daven. This is a completely different davening. You see an Arab davening, they have to fall on the floor. We're talking directly, Baruch Atah Hashem. We are the cherished nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only nation that He takes special interest in and He treats us. Am Cho Hashem. The second thing even more, Am Zukoniso. The nation that you acquired, Rashi says, what does it mean you acquired? Everything belongs to Hashem. But something that you pay a lot of money for is a sign that is something cherished to you. And this is what we're saying. We realize we're the Amzu Kanisa. We're the ones that have a yochel, you're willing to pay any price for us. So there are four kinyonim in the world. There's Klal Yisrael is one kinyon. Shemayim Varet is another kinyon. Then we have the kinyon of the Beis HaMikdash and the kinyon of the Torah. Those are the four kinyonim. And that's what keeps the world going. Shemayim Varet, you need the physical world because that's the way Hashem set it up. We're involved in physical things. And those are the challenges that we have to go through in life. What do I mean by challenges? It doesn't mean that we don't have it. Sometimes it's a bigger challenge if you do have it. To use the physical world properly, to not get carried away with it. Not with our fantasies and not with our indulgement. Be connected more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the physical things. That's number one. Number two, what the world needs to, the whole tachlis of the world is, because Hashem wants to be a nation, that it'll be makarev, be meroyimim, they'll be eternally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Klal Yisrael. We bring out the tachlis of the world. And how do we do it? With these other, the tool, the spiritual tool, called the Torah HaKadoshah. How much we have to cherish our own learning, our children's learning, everybody's learning, because this is a kli, this is a tool that develops a deeper relation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we're living in a society of confusion. People sometimes are more worried about physical than about spiritual, and they lose everything in the Chas V'Shalom. We have to be focused. What's important in life? We have the Torah HaKadoshah. We have the ability to learn it. We have the ability to mechazik other people. We have the ability to bring up our children. We have to feel proud. Am Cho Hashem, Am Zu Kaniso. We're the only things that are important in the world. And if we go through life just doing our things, so we totally did not take advantage of life. It's like a person who has $1 billion chest of diamonds and looks like a piece of glass and just throws it out the window. That's what we have. We have the Torah HaKadoshah. Yekar mipnimin. It's more valuable than that. And kamavan, the tachlis is to bring ourselves to a point that we'll have the Beis HaMikdash, Hashiras HaShechina in this world. The way we do it is through the Torah, to the Torah values, mechazik. Torah, it says that Ula will come through Amal HaTorah, through exerting ourselves in Alim HaTorah, and through the Gemil Chasod and the Tzedakah that we do, and through our Tfilas. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we have all three of those. If we take advantage of them, our life presently would be so much more pleasant and enjoyable. And Kamavan will be one of those that are taking part in being Mekayev, the Gula, B'mehir, B'mehir. Progress.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111